52% of Republicans, Republican voters between the ages of 18 and 29 want to arms embargo Israel.
Wow.
Right. So it's
which is a funny way of putting it.
Yeah, I know.
It's like an arms embargo.
So I think that just means like we stop giving them arms. Right. That,
you're going to try to recruit those people. I would actually enforce an embargo.
I would blockade Israel. But like, I think that just means we don't, because if we don't sell them arms, then like nobody will.
Right. That's what they're going to get their arms from.
Yeah, they're not going to get legs.
I was going to say, they're going to be like one of their Palestinian child victims.
Right. Right. Or like those
of all the children they've arms embargoed.
The thing is, you can sort of take the temperature on the arguments that are being made in favor of fighting for Israel if you look on the internet, and it's not popular.
So 52 Republicans age 18 to 29. I said this because I was hoping to bait some responses. The 52% of Republicans age 18 to 29 are pro-Palestine. Yeah. I love saying this
that's true. That is the pro-Palestine.
And everybody needs to do this. Yeah. If you say, and I've driven these guys nuts. I have, and I'm just telling them, and I've made people tell me that the level of like human atrocity that they don't care about is like, I don't care if they release poison gas. I don't care if they nuke them. I don't care if they vaporize every Palestinian. I'm like, okay. And it's literally this one guy who was saying he was a Christian. Okay, this is a Christian. This online e-Christian was saying, I don't care if Israel vaporizes every Palestinian with nukes as long as I don't have to pay for it.
That's just not Christian.
And I was like, that's very Christian sentiments there.
It actually just proves that Christianity is whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, but it's also like, you're full of shit. Like, that is not a real position. Like, real people don't think like that, right? Real people, sure, you don't want to pay for Israel's war crimes, but you also, the reason a lot of, it's funny, it's like, why actually, here's the funny thing, if you don't care about that stuff, why don't you want to fund Israel? Right? Because the main reason people don't want to fund Israel is because they commit atrocities.
Right?
I get that you have your sort of systematic, like, isolationist position, you want to pretend like Israel's just like everywhere else, and you're just like, I don't want to fund anybody, and then I have people accusing me that I'm telling them they have to fund Palestine, and that, like, I'm like, I never...
You should have to fund Palestine.
Well, you just make reparations for all the crimes committed against them. But I get that, like, but the Palestinians aren't asking for that. They just want you to stop funding Israel, and they'll take care of the rest. So, like... it's never been a political demand of any Palestine movement to fund Palestine. It's the people that want us doing that is Israel, because they want us funding their proxies. And they want us funding their puppets in the Palestinian Authority. Yeah. They want us funding them. And then even the funny thing is they don't even do that anymore. Anyway, but whatever. So this is from something called Data for Progress. In our survey of voters aged 18 to 29, we found that voters support imposing an arms embargo on Israel by a 26-point margin. Now, I want to see how they phrase this question, because refusing to fund and arm Israel is very much different than imposing an arms embargo. Like, that's a little bit of a different thing. But so some people have argued the U.S. I think that a lot of these people, the people answering don't understand that. So we'll just assume whatever. They just don't want to fund it. Right. Mm-hmm. Some people have argued that the U.S. government should impose an arms embargo on Israel, meaning that the U.S. would stop transferring American made weapons to Israel. Oh, I guess you could characterize that way. We don't have to enforce sanctions on them. Do you support or oppose the U.S. imposing an arms embargo on Israel? And we have strongly support, somewhat support, don't know, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed. So when we have all 18 to 29-year-olds, 30% strongly support, and that's the highest number of any category, 25% somewhat support, 16% don't know, 15% somewhat opposed, 14%
well, that 15%,
strongly opposed.
Well, that 15% is your guys on Twitter that won't admit it. So really, the ones that you have to tell, you're pro-Palestine, and they freak out. That's
well, when you tell them, when I tell you that, like, you when if you want to not fund and arm Israel, because nobody will confess to that, okay? Nobody, when confronted with the question... Like, not even people in, like, the BAP sphere can say they want to, right? Like, this is one of the problems. Like, you can't, even the people that are trying to do, like, a weird, you know, nihilism or something like that, like, whatever the weird, like, reformative nihilistic bullshit. Like, it's not saying you want to fund Israel.
Postmodernistic nihilistic bullshit house.
It's just, like, you're stupid. Whatever character you're playing online, you know, whatever, like, Greek statue bullshit thing you're doing. Like, you know, that is...
Postmodernistic bullshit statue.
You cannot say... Really the good. Funny thing is, like, I don't care how much you say you don't care if Palestinians, like, all their arms are chopped off by, like, psychotic Jews or whatever. Like... You cannot admit that you want to fund and arm Israel. You lose clout. You lose subscriber. If you do it, you look bad. So it's funny because I can always win this argument against you people, because no matter what, you won't say, fine, let's fund them. Because I can just say, well, if you stop funding them and you stop sending them weapons, then that's Palestinian victory. They win. And I was like, and so this guy was like, I was like, so you don't want to fund an arm? He's like, yeah, of course not. I don't want to fund. Of course, I don't want to fund an arm any nation. No, we're just talking about Israel now. You don't want to fund an arm Israel. I take the other nations as right. I want you to say Israel.
Right.
I want you to specifically say, I don't want to fund an arm Israel. It's not, I don't want to hear your broad, but what's this? Just this one. Just this one.
Stop saying, I don't want to have a foreign policy.
Right.
I was like, well, currently you have a foreign policy and it's
right. Right.
Do you like that? No. Oh, I guess unless you like Palestine then.
Right. And so I say, then you're pro Palestine. And they fly into a rage. I'm like, no. You objectively are, because as much as you hate all those pro Palestine demonstrators and all that shit, you are, you have the same political demand that they have. Like, and the other funny thing is, here's what's so dumb about this. If you want to actually politically achieve that goal of not funding and arming Israel, the Machiavellian thing to do, Mr. Machiavellian, Mr. Nihilist, would be to pretend that you care deeply about Israeli atrocities, because that's how you're going to move public opinion against funding and arming Israel. But if you say, like, I just don't want to do it. I don't care if the Jews, like, blow every Palestinian to smithereens. I don't give a shit about human life. I just don't have to pay for things.
Yeah.
It's just about my wallet. Like, you seem like you're kind of a bad person when you say that, and like you're playing a bad person online and you're doing it. I kind of understand why it's hard to articulate it. There's some character thing. You feel like you lose clout if you are like show human sympathy for people. I don't know. I don't understand it. I mean,
they're just bad people.
Yeah, they're just shitty people.
They're just bad people.
They're shitty people. Like, why can't you just acknowledge? And also, these are people, you want to save the white race. Go to members of the white race and tell them that they aren't in your dumb little thing, right? They aren't in your stupid little thing. And tell them that you're okay with, like, children getting vaporized by nuclear weapons. And that, you know what's going to happen? They're going to flock to your thing. They're going to be just, they're going to be like, oh, this is what I've been looking for.
Antisocial personality disorders are tight.
Yeah, right.
Well, one of the things that they will occasionally say is, like, if you're not okay with bombing civilians, then you're not going to make it. You're just not going to make it.
What are you talking about?
They're being ghoulish.
It's
what am I not going to make?
Yeah, no, I want you to explain this to me. Yeah. How? Like, this is the kind of thing, you know, we had a little thing over the weekend, and my friend was talking about how this guy at work is kind of, like, libertarianish and doesn't like Israel, but he does the bit of, like, he doesn't like Palestine. He's like, they both do it. They both do it. Like, I love how they also do, like, the ancient religious conflict for I'm like, it's not ancient. This is not fucking ancient. Like, this is the last, it's the last 100 years. This has not been going on for 2,000 years, retards. Like, that is fucking retarded. It is actually new. It's modern. It's not ancient at all. That is so stupid. This ancient fucking religious war. No, it's not ancient. This is not been going. This is new. This is brand new. This is 100 years old. Not brand new, but, you know, it's modern. So that's funny. And then I was like, he was real. Like our buddy was like angry. He was upset about this. He was annoyed at this guy. Right? And I was like, yeah, that is annoying. I was like, but here's what I would do. I was just asking, can you explain that? What do you mean they both do it? I only see one side doing it. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
Palestinians are bombing Israeli children. I've never seen that.
Oh, I guess there was. I guess they try to pretend like the suicide bombing in the first couple of intifadas in like the pizza shops, like those were so.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, no one cares about that stuff. That's supposed to get you. Though.
That's what you do.
That's supposed to be the equivocation.
It's some of these people like how they even know about that. I mean, that's like 20 years old shit. But I'm also just like, yeah, but it's also I don't know. It's just such a cop out. Like they both do it. It's like then you know don't have an opinion. Like honestly, if someone doesn't have an opinion because they're just rationally ignorant of the whole thing, they don't care. Fine. I'm like less mad at that person than someone who knows something and decides to like be stupid on purpose. Like I'm far more mad at somebody who's dumb on purpose than someone who's just like, well, I don't pay attention to the Middle East. I don't know about it. I'm not interested in it. Like that doesn't bother me, right? Like, but it's people who who do know something that continually like chime in with stupid shit. That annoys me. And there's people who absolutely know stuff and then are pretending to be against Israel, but won't just, if you really, again, why can't you people be Machiavellian? If you tell me you are, why can't you actually be? Like, the best way to stop funding an army in Israel is to criticize them for committing atrocities. That's how you move public opinion. That is a big problem. You know what? That is the biggest political problem. Here's the funny thing. When you take that position, you're helping the Jews with one of their bigger political problems. Because right now, this is a massive political problem for them in America around the world. Is everyone's looking on and watching them commit atrocities, and like people don't like it. And there's nothing about being like pro-white that it means that you have to be like ghoulish about killing Arab children. Like that's fucking retarded. I mean, look at Gregor Braun. Okay, remember the guy who put the menorah out with the fire extinguisher at that museum in Poland? He's part of the Confederation in Poland. He's been elected to the European Parliament. He goes to the European Parliament, and he just castigates them for supporting Israel and its atrocities and genocides. And he's a Polish nationalist. He defines himself as such. He wants to shut down the borders, and he wants Polish to be like a Polish Catholic state, okay? So that's your fucking guy, right? I mean, that should be your guy, and yet here he is. Every day in European Parliament, Israel's a criminal state. Israel's a war criminal state. Israel's massacring and slaughtering children. I don't want Poland implicated in that. I don't want to help the Israelis do that. The Polish people have no interest in helping the Jews. He even says Jews. He's like, Polish people have no interest in helping the Jews commit atrocities. Why are we supporting this? So that is what that guy is doing it right.